I'm not really interested in Eamon Ryan, because Eamon Ryan, you know, his narrative, his narrative is always a distractive narrative that's trying to take the voice of the environmental movement and hold it within the Greens. I'm interested in what Eamon Scanlon and Frank Feehan and Martin Kenny and Marion Harkin and Nessa Cosgrave are saying. We need them to go to the Dáil and fight to stop Shannon LNG. Now, we're actually going to the Dáil on the 18th and the 19th and the 20th, and we're going to stay there until we're heard. We have to take this really seriously, Ronan. It's becoming a massive threat to this area.
He's no longer the Green Party leader. Roger O'Gorman, I think, he's the only sitting TD of the party. So the environmental movement surely have a greater voice than Eamon Ryan at the moment.
It's good. In a way, it's good that he's acknowledging some of the mistakes, but he's not taking responsibility for what the Green Party did in government. Like, we met Roger O'Gorman before Christmas, before the government ended, and we begged him to remove Eamon Ryan's policy. You know, as leader of the party, we asked them to make the political decision that they weren't going to facilitate an LNG terminal in government, because it confuses everybody when the Green Party are supporting an LNG terminal. And he refused to act. And we told him that, you know, the Green Party would be destroyed. And what we were told at that meeting was that people didn't care about LNG. That when the Greens were canvassing in Dublin, that nobody was talking to them about LNG or fracking, that people didn't know what it was. So that's why it's so important for our TDs in this constituency, who understand this issue, to fight these battles, because the Greens don't care. And we have to care, because our future is tied into these decisions.